I Loved Lucy is an autobiographical play by Lee Tannen about his friendship with entertainment icon Lucille Ball during the final years of the comedy legend's life. After receiving a warm reception in London, the play will have its New York premiere performances in the Hudson Valley this month, presented by Gary DeMauro. Performances will take place at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York on August 24th and at the Woodstock Playhouse in Woodstock, New York on August 31st. In this production, Lee Tannen will play himself opposite Sandra Dickinson as Lucy. Accomplished stage and screen actor Sandra Dickinson is best known for her work in Bird's Eye Beefburger TV advertisements directed by Alan Parker in the early 1970s and is Trillian in the 1981 television adaptation of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. She often works as a voice actor for animated series. Sandra Dickinson, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you very much.
So tell me how your journey playing Lucy in I Loved Lucy began and then what it's sort of been like for you.
Well, I started out about 4 years ago now, something like that, doing a reading of it at the Arts Theatre upstairs in London. And I was working with Chris Tester playing Lee Tannen. And we did this reading, and there was an invited audience, but there was not a huge audience for it. But in the audience was Anthony Biggs, who used to run the German Street Theatre very near Piccadilly Circus. He saw the reading and decided he wanted to have the play at the German Street. So it very quickly went from a reading to a proper play. The German Street Theater is a small theater right in the West End, but it's called a fringe theater, although it's probably closer to the West End than a lot of the West End theaters. So it was a lovely space. They cast an actor named Matt Bunn to play Lee in that particular version of I Love Lucy. And then we did a second go at the German Street, and an American actor called Stefan Manol played Lee. I was working my way through all these actors. I kept thinking, well, that'll be the last of it. And then Lee and Gary DeMauro, who produced it, decided to do it at the Art Theater, which is a bigger venue. It's a 300-seater near Leicester Square, where Six, the musical, is now playing. That was very exciting. They flew Matt Scott, who's very well known, I gather, on Broadway, over to play Lee. And we rehearsed it again. Each time we did the play, it was slightly different from the last time. And, of course, it's a two-hander. And so working with different chaps each time, that's English for men.
Of course.
it was quite traumatic because doing a two-hander, it's like a sort of brief marriage because you really have to know each other so well and rely on each other so heavily that it was quite tough kind of slotting in again with someone new each time, but also very exciting. But it was also quite difficult to relearn it because it was slightly different. Lee has been perfecting this play over the years, Lee Tannen, who wrote it. And now we're doing it with Lee Tannen playing himself. So I was asked to come over to America to do it again. And I love getting to my homeland, I must say.
It'll be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York on August 24th and at the Woodstock Playhouse in Woodstock on August 31st.
That's right.
How did you, for the reading initially and throughout the process of playing it so many times, how did you develop your portrayal of Lucille Ball?
It was really interesting. When I first did the reading, I am not far off the age Lucy was when she passed now. And I used to watch her all the time as a kid on TV. We ended up having kind of a very similar life experience, although hers was magnified compared to mine. She was internationally renowned. I came over to England at the age of 20 and got very well known as a comedian and then an actress. I did an Alan Parker commercial for beef burgers very early on in my career, and I studied theater over here at the Central School of Speech and Drama. I got very, very well known from this one commercial, which ran for 3 years and got a Gold Award and stuff. I also had similar life experiences. I mean, I wasn't famous like Lucy was famous. I mean, she was like a megastar, probably one of the most famous people that's ever lived. But I also had two failed marriages. She had one failed marriage. We had similar experiences in terms of our experiences with men, without going into any details, but I had a 10-year divorce from my second husband, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I kind of knew where she was coming from in a lot of ways as a woman. My father was a very famous psychoanalyst and a very, very funny man, and my mother was a very funny woman, and the kind of humor that Lucille Ball had was very similar to the humor I grew up with in my family home. So I kind of got where she was coming from. I am American by birth. You know, I grew up with Lucille Ball, watching her on TV. And also I've had a similar life experience of, as I've got older, it's got less easy. I'm less well known. I just went off to Korea about a month ago because it was a job and I wanted to work. And I did this wonderful version of The Wedding Singer playing Grandma Rosie in Daegu at this international musical festival, and we won the festival. So, you know, one has to go where the work is, because as you get older, you know, you're not always lucky, and that your star, you know, sometimes wanes a bit. So, and I love working the same way Lucille Ball loved working. Her work was everything to her. I mean, Lee says it was before her family, before everything. And I love my work. I studied drama at University of Wisconsin and also Boston University, and then I came over to London and got sucked into the vortex of England and went to drama school here. And I've worked 50 years now as an actress over here.
When you're playing someone as iconic as Lucille Ball, how do you bridge the gap, I suppose, between embodying her spirit, paying homage, and doing an impression, which is not what you would want to do, of course. You want to, like, live inside the character.
I don't think I've ever done an impression. I asked Lee Tannen, because he's always been, you know, with us for every reincarnation of the play. He's come over and he's, you know, we've had his input and his knowledge of, you know, the play and of Lucy and so on. And the best note he ever gave me was, lower, lower, get the voice lower. Because I guess Lucy was quite a smoker, and I think she had quite a growly, you know, gravelly voice. So in terms of impersonation, that's all I've done, was just try to get my voice lower. Because I was known, when I first came to England, as someone who had such a voice that my first husband said only dogs could hear it. It was so high. But my voice has developed over the years of just working and, you know, developing this, you know, mega muscles from using it, that that I've got quite a big range now. So that was the only impersonation. But strangely enough, when I put the red wig on, our faces are kind of creepily similar. I think Lee and his partner Tom were a bit sort of like, oh my God, when I got into the makeup. I mean, I was never a model, and I don't have the physiognomy to be a model, whereas Lucille was. But I don't know, it just somehow seemed to have worked. I think it's just a question of, I feel in tune with her. I feel in tune with her because I have been a comedian for 50 years. I have been an actress for 50 years. You know, I've had a very varied career. And I have been a woman, you know, for 70 years. So I have a lot in common with her. I've been very blessed in that I, you know, so far my health, touch wood, is holding up. This is about the last 10 years of her life. Everybody knows the Lucille Ball that they saw on the television, but only Lee and a very few people knew the Lucille Ball in private in her last years. You know, her family did, and, you know, her second husband, Gary Morton, and, you know, but not that many people knew her in her sort of private, I dare I say, declining years. So that's the interesting thing about the play, is that it's funny, but it's also very moving. It's quite painful. My husband, bless his heart, who's 20 years younger than me, he's an actor, and he's been, you know, working on the lines with me for 5 years. He still cannot get to the end of the play, even if we're just going through the lines, without tears welling up. I think because he is fearful of my passing. And also, the play is so moving. It's really moving. So it's a joy to do. It's a real gem of a play. It's beautifully written, and it will be very interesting for Lee and I to be playing it together because he lived it.
I Loved Lucy by Lee Tannen, starring our guest Sandra Dickinson. And Lee Tannen is playing at Helsinki Hudson on August 24th and at the Woodstock Playhouse on August 31st. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Sandra Dickinson, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful jaunt over here and great performances.
Thank you so much. It'll be fun to get home.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.